Now we have our second batch of news items. Carrow Road is offering a dream chance for local children to play there. We report on an escape or two from a local jail and how the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital are to stop printing appointment letters. Hundreds of children have been given a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play football at Carrow Road thanks to a link-up between Norwich City and Anglian Home Improvements. Youngsters from Trouse Primary School, Charles Darwin Primary School and Norwich Eagles Football Academy each hosted their own tournament on the famous pitch, with more than 350 children taking part throughout the day in an event organisers say aimed to educate, engage and inspire. Playing a vital role in connecting children with the outdoors, the event also helped to encourage local children to stay active, improve their physical and mental well-being, build self-confidence, as well as enhance their social skills. James Tuthill, PE lead, Charles Darwin School, said, "We were thrilled to be invited by Anglia Home Improvements and host our very own tournament at Carrow Road. It's a real dream come true for some of the children." Susanna Okachukwu, Secretary and Welfare Officer of Norwich Eagles Academy, said, "We would like to thank Anglian Home Improvements. It was a great day and everyone will have memories for life. We had a few coaches in tears in the end, as they said they could not believe they had been given this opportunity to come with their team to play on the pitch, to stand where professional players stood and played, and it meant a lot to them as they themselves never had this chance. We'd also like to say a huge thank you to Norwich City Football Club for hosting the event and helping us to encourage children to get outdoors and improve their physical and social skills. It was certainly a memorable day."
An appeal for a new Priscilla Bacon Hospice has been given a £3,500 boost from a jail and bail fundraising event. It was organised by local business Naked Marketing and Colin Lang, and during an entertaining morning in Great Yarmouth Magistrates Court, the alleged criminals' cases were presented by prosecutor Andrew Nickerson to the magistrates, chaired by Andrea Elston. Sentences were passed on each of the accused, with fines levied to raise funds for the charity in order to be granted their release. The High Sheriff of Norfolk, Krishna Sethia, oversaw the law and disorder on the day. Dan Bradfield, Managing Director of Naked Marketing, said, "We were thrilled to raise such a great amount for the Priscilla Bacon Hospice charity, as they fundraise for the amazing new facility." The new Priscilla Bacon Lodge, close to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, will be home to a state-of-the-art palliative care unit, as well as inpatients' beds, a day unit and a well-being centre. The lodge will act as a hub for community-based services, enabling people to receive care in their own homes. The gardens at the new lodge will be an oasis for patients, their families, staff and volunteers, and will make a significant contribution to the well-being of all who come to the hospice.
Almost all of the academic job cuts at the University of East Anglia are set to be made in just one faculty. New figures have revealed that 31 out of 36 redundancies at the troubled university are planned for the Arts and Humanities Department. The faculty includes a number of the university's best-known courses, including its world-renowned Creative Writing One, rated as one of the best of its kind in the country. It also includes all of its courses in History, Media Studies, Gender Studies, Politics and Languages. The university says that all the courses will be maintained. The academic cuts are part of a proposal geared at saving the university £30 million by September, and £45 million over the course of the next 3 years. They will see 113 staff members axed in total, with 77 non-academic staff also planned to lose their jobs. Mark Walmsley, chairman of the UEA branch of the Universities and Colleges Union, warned the cuts would have severe consequences for the university. He said, "There is a very real chance cuts will lead to increased workloads for the academics who do remain, and stress will become a serious factor. It is incredibly sad that a university with such a strong reputation and history finds itself in a position like this, and there needs to be accountability for that."
The region's largest hospital is set to stop printing thousands of letters to patients, with messages sent via an app instead. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital currently sends 70,000 printed letters a month. That's 8 trees worth of paper. However, the trust is now looking to cut back on its paper use through a digital platform called Doctor Doctor. It will see patients' letters uploaded onto the NHS app, with people sent a text message alerting them to when a new letter has been sent. Initially, only the ear, nose and throat team at the hospital will be using the system, but other departments are set to follow in the coming weeks. However, patients who cannot access the app or simply prefer printed letters can request to continue receiving letters through the post. Patients who do not have a mobile number or an email address registered with the hospital will continue to receive letters automatically. The hospital estimates that 80% of its patients are contactable by text, email, and other digital platforms. Officials have advised patients to get in touch with their GP to make sure their contact details are up to date.